Good evening. Thank you. The Alleluia antiphon we sang right before the gospel this evening was, O Key of David, opening the gates of God's eternal kingdom, come and free the prisoners of darkness. As part of one of several O antiphons that we meditate on and sing right before Christmas. On this particular day of Advent, as we move closer to Christmas, we acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our key. Jesus Christ can open windows of understanding, doors that are welcoming, and yes, even the gates of God's eternal kingdom. We are reminded tonight that God's eternal kingdom is our ultimate destiny. Darkness in our lives can be many things, and Father spoke of these in his homily. Loss, loneliness, brokenness, illness, despair, sin, suffering, fear, and that's just to name a few. This darkness has a way of imprisoning us. But our prayer tonight, our petition tonight, our hope tonight, is to call upon Jesus Christ, the Key of David, to come and free us from whatever darkness that overshadows us. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ did come that first Christmas. He opened the gates of God's eternal kingdom as he preached, healed, suffered, died, and rose from the dead. He is here right now, opening up to us. And he will come again as he promised. Let us find the faith and courage to be open to his promise. Tonight, as a keepsake or memory of God's word, and we've done this since we've begun the longest night masses, we offer a keepsake, which happens to be a bookmark, with the words of this antiphon. O Key of David, opening the gates of God's eternal kingdom, come and free the prisoners of darkness. May it give you hope and peace in due time. Amen. I now ask Father Eric to come forward and to bless these bookmarks.